Hog Wild. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's just about made it impossible to produce corn on these farms that are so heavily infested with hogs.
Tennessee's wild hog problem continues across the state as farmers continue reporting damage to their crops and property. Loudoun County's David Richardson says his problem started some 7 to 8 years ago.
They will destroy a crop just more so in trying to get it established. They're rooting the furrows, rooting out every seed, and causing little erosion ditches to start developing, and we're all no-till, so that even makes it even more challenging. But I've said it, and most people think I'm joking. I'd say I'd take every deer in the county, and if you take my wild hogs, and I really don't think I'd have as much damage with every deer in the county on this farm as I would this group of hogs.
Richardson says obviously he's seeing the most damage on his farms in the springtime when he plants his corn crop, but other reports continue to come in from landowners that indicate widespread damage as these wild hogs can root up a field basically overnight looking for food.
Hog control has certainly improved in our state as a result of this effort.
Chuck Yost with Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency is the state's coordinator for the Wild Hog Eradication Action Team, or WEAT. And since the efforts began in 2010, there's been significant progress in controlling wild hogs.
This is an issue that we're going to be dealing with a long time in Tennessee, but there's no doubt that the WEAT partnership is accomplishing great things, and that the hog control has certainly improved in our state as a result of this effort.
Chuck Yost says between TWRA, USDA, and landowners, nearly 4,500 wild hogs were eradicated this past year. And if you suspect wild hog problems, you're encouraged to contact TWRA. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.